Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Culp, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Culp. Happy Friday to you.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's sweater Megan this week. Look at you.
I know.
Yeah.
It's gotten so cold here.
A little chilly in the mornings.
It was 27 degrees.
I don't doubt it. I know. But the sun is out. It looks warmer than it is.
Yeah, it does. You know? Well, and I can't complain because it's the sunlight is what makes, in my opinion, it's what makes this town all the sunlight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. Even, I mean, through the winter. I mean, I grew up and you spent time on the East Coast. So, you know, from like, you know, what, September to April, it's just gray.
It's gray.
It's mostly.
So rough.
And snowy in some places.
It's so rough.
Yeah.
So yeah, at least we see the sunshine. Yeah, cold, cold.
Yeah.
Man.
Snowy. Cold.
Snowy cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, no complaints here either from the sunshine.
Right.
Love
right.
it. But good morning to you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is the That's Interesting Week on KSJE, the week when you get to call in and be part of the show and share what's interesting in your world. We'll put up the phone number right down there, and you can dial us up at 505-566-3909. 566-390.9, if you remember it that way. That's how you can do that. But our phone lines are open because this is the show when you get to call in and tell us what's up. That's another name for a show. What's
tell
up?
Tell us what's up.
What's up? What's up on KSJ?
What's up?
That's the next show. But yeah. So what's up with you? What's interesting with you?
Well, so, I mean, I've just been thinking about the midterms.
All right.
Like most people.
Tuesday, sure.
Was Tuesday.
All right.
And usually I early vote. This year I did day of, which was unique for me.
Right.
But
was it busy?
I went to the Civic Center.
Okay.
So it wasn't that busy at all. I hear that other polling sites were really busy.
What time did you go? Did you go like right at 7 in the morning?
No, I went.
I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah. No, I did not go at 7 in the morning. No, I think I like made it over there around 10 or something.
Okay.
So all maybe right. like the 7 before work and after work crowd was like probably pretty hopping.
Yeah, probably. But okay.
Yeah. So in my question is, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, well, I voted the lesser of two evils, right?
Right, held your nose.
Yeah.
And then filled in your little dot.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. How does that happen in a country of millions? Like, why can't we get not lesser of two evil? What is...
Right. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, I would say probably it's the two-party system, because you don't see that in maybe other countries, like European countries that have multiple parties, right, and have to come up with coalition governments.
Right.
And so you maybe get more choice. But here we have the two dominant parties, and it's really difficult for a third party to get established and get a big following, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I voted for a couple of independents.
Did you?
Yeah, they did not win.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, casted my vote in the direction of
I mean,
of
they were on the
parties.
Ballot, so you had a choice of those
yes,
people.
You did.
But unfortunately, they just don't have it's hard, I guess, to get their messages out, maybe, and hard to get a following.
Yes.
From the major parties.
Yes.
I'm afraid. And we saw that in the governor's race. We had a third party candidate, and she did like 2%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we were talking, we had low voter turnout.
We did. That's true. Just about 50%, I think, of the registered voters in New Mexico cast a ballot on Tuesday.
It's crazy.
Or earlier voting or whatever, right? But yeah.
It's crazy. How hard is that?
I know. That I don't understand.
No.
I don't. I mean, I guess I understand it maybe if you're, we had the county clerk on my show a couple of weeks ago, and she was talking about how, you know, if you do wait until election day and then something happens on election day, you're sick or you can't get to the polls or whatever, there's nothing that the county clerk can do to help you vote on
right.
election day.
Right.
If you, you know, vote early or what have you, then you certainly have more options and things like that. So
right.
I can't imagine that half of the registered voters, though, had some horrible thing happen to them on Tuesday that they couldn't get to the polls.
Right. Right.
So there's that. But now they can't complain, because if they didn't vote, I don't think they have a right to complain about,
right,
about any
which,
level of government.
Unfortunately, I see a lot of complainers who didn't vote. I'm like, I don't, I mean,
yeah,
okay.
I know. That's true. But anyway, but yeah, so now we have the midterms, and some races are still undecided in the country.
Right.
So we're watching to see how they come in. I think San Juan County, the votes came in, and I think they'll be canvassed within a few days. The county commission will canvass the votes, make them official, and off we go.
Right.
So we'll see. But there you are. Today is Veterans Day.
Today
as
is,
well.
Wow, yeah.
The 11th day of the 11th month. And at the 11th hour, that's the whole thing, right? That's the whole thing. That was the signing of the armistice that ended World War I.
Okay.
This is where we're at.
So you're educating me, because I didn't know any of this.
Okay. Well, there you are.
So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
So it's based on the Armistice Day.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It ended World War I, right, exactly. And it's a little different than Memorial Day, right? Because today is a day that we honor veterans. Memorial Day is when we remember their service and maybe veterans who were injured or killed in service.
Right.
A little different.
A little different.
But yeah, so, but there you go. But that's why it's always, Veterans Day is always on the 11th of November.
Right.
Whereas Memorial Day moves around with that, you know, that last Monday in May.
Well, yes, and banks are closed today.
Yeah.
Side note.
Right. True.
So.
Because of the holiday.
Because of the holiday.
So, but there you go. But we're still here.
We are still
here.
Here
we are. KSJ never
serving
stops.
The people. KSJ is like the mailman.
Right. Rain, sleet, snow, sunshine, 26 degree weather. We're still here. That's it. That's true. But we do thank all the veterans for their service, and today's a great day to stop and do that.
Yes.
And we thank them for doing that. But this is the That's Interesting show. This is when we want you to call in and share what's interesting in your world, everybody. I'm sure there's other things that are going on that Megan and I are not aware of. And so we ask you to give us a call and share what's interesting to you. If you want to do a shout out to a veteran in your family or in your life, feel free to do that. But we certainly want to do that and thank them for signing up and serving and being part of what makes the country great.
Yes.
So there you are. What else is going on for you?
Well, so let's see. I listened to this podcast, and I'm not quite sure I fully understand it yet, and I only made it
really?
Halfway through.
Okay.
Well, all right. But it was talking about the capacity for the heart to awaken during struggle or suffering.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
Deep.
Yeah.
This is why I was kind of getting ready while I was listening to it, so I wasn't
sure.
giving my full attention.
Okay.
But yeah, just the concept of, and what do you think the heart awakening means?
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, well, what first came to my mind was that saying of, you know, and I think it's a somewhat religious saying that, you know, God doesn't give you more than you're able to bear kind of a thing to deal with in your life. And I mean, that's kind of what came to mind first when you said that was, you know, in times of struggle, we kind of rise up and usually meet that struggle, human beings.
Yeah. And well, and you know, in this grief group that I run, I talk about how, you know, grief can either break you apart or break you open. So people can either be destroyed by it, or they can become more generous, more loving, more kind people. And I think that kind of speaks to what this was about, was in suffering and struggle, do you break open, or do you kind of like grow bitter and more insular?
Right.
Know?
True.
So.
And I would say that, I would think, I don't have experience to back this up, but I would hope that most people grow from struggle.
Right.
And don't make it negative.
Right.
I would hope.
I think
I don't know if you found that in your work.
It's mixed.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure
it's mixed,
but I hope the majority gets stronger, not weaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people have a lot of struggles.
Right.
And it sometimes seems like it's just one right after another. And
right.
That could break you down if you're not careful.
Right.
So I hear that. But that sounds like an interesting podcast.
Yeah. It's Tara Brach, who's like a Buddhist teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you have part two to listen to.
Yeah, I do. I need to, yeah. trying to finish that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we have a call.
Excellent.
So let us go to the phones and invite our first caller onto the air this morning. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Well, hello, Scott. This is Margaret Claire.
Hi, Margaret Claire. It's good to talk with you. Margaret Claire, of course, the director of the Henderson Fine Arts Center here at San Juan College.
Good morning on this cold, chilly November morning.
Right.
So I have something I want to talk about.
Please do.
Okay. So as many of the listeners probably know, it's Native American Heritage Month here in November. And so as part of that celebration next week, we have Ed Cabote coming on campus. And Ed Cabote is a Tewa and a Hopi cultural historian, musician, and artist. And he will be doing a lecture. He calls him what he does, edutainment, because when he lectures, it's not stand and talk. It is play music and show art and really kind of entertain and educate at the same time. So he is giving a lecture at the Connie Gotch Thursday, November 17th, 6 p.m., open to the public, free for everyone, and we do serve light refreshments. Then he is giving a concert at the Connie Gotch Saturday, November 19th, 2 days later, at 7:30, and that is free to all students with a student ID, and it's a $10 general admission. And he is a reggae classic rock artist. He'll be bringing the Yodi.
You just got Megan's attention.
Reggae classic rock artist? That sounds amazing.
Reggae classic rock. If you like Bob Marley and Bob Dylan, the Bobs, Ed is kind of in that vein. He's something of a poet as well. And so he puts his own spin on the reggae. So he kind of adjusts the lyrics, not for Jamaica, but for Native American culture and here in the Americas. And so he's really a fascinating, wonderful guy. So I hope everyone comes out to see him.
Very cool. We have a photo, I think, on display of him. And he's got like a group, right? A band?
Yes, it's Ed Cabote and...
Yeah.
The
Yodis. The Yodis.
Ed Cabote and the Yodis.
Yeah.
Short for coyotes.
Yodis short for coyotes.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Megan's on it. She's with us.
I'm with it. Okay. Yeah, I'm with it.
Very cool. And so the dates again, Margaret, that's coming up next week, right?
Yes, next week. So Thursday the 17th, 6 p.m., lecture at Connie Gotch. And then the 19th, Saturday, is his concert with the Yodis at the Connie Gotch again, and that's at 7:30. All of these events are free for students, and the lecture is free to the and open to the public. He will also be doing a workshop with students, which is not open to the public. It's just for San Juan College students, and he'll be visiting our West Campus. So if there are any students who would like to participate in his workshop on Friday the 18th at 10 a.m., they just need to contact me or student engagement.
Okay. Nice. What an opportunity. That's great. Sounds like a good evening. That's great. And anything else coming up that you want to tell us about, too, besides this great event?
Well,
are you working on stuff?
We are working on lots of stuff for December. We're probably booked almost every day in November and December. So I think next time I phone in, I'll talk about December. How about that?
That sounds good. And I just wanted to give you a shout out. I heard nothing but good, horrible, scary things about the haunted house at the Henderson Fine Arts Center during the Halloween Carnival.
That's what I heard too. We did survive. Amanda Robles and all this, the cab survived, and we'll do it again next year.
There you go. Wonderful. Well, Margaret Claire, thank you for calling in. I know folks can find out more details. You have a Facebook page, and I know you share a lot of stuff on your Facebook page and other links of how to buy tickets or get reservations or what have you. And so that's a good place for folks to go as well.
Right. If you go to the San Juan College events website, there's a Henderson page. There's a page just for the Ed Cabote event. You can get tickets at the door or at the box office or at the bookstore.
There you go. Very good. You make it too easy.
We try.
Very good, Margaret. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How about that?
Well, I might have to go to the Saturday show.
Right? How about that?
Next Saturday. 7:30.
Uh-huh. Right here.
And the Yodis.
And the Yodis. You might become a Yodi Roadie.
I could become a Yodi Roadie.
I've been waiting 5 minutes to say that joke. It's...
It sounds like it's going to be really interesting.
Doesn't
that's
it? Yeah.
That's quite the fusion.
Right?
So
very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. So there you go.
Yeah.
There is an event that I'm involved with tomorrow night.
Oh, what's that?
It is the performance art piece at the Farmington Civic Center, the Miss Nalgas USA 2022.
Yeah, you want to tell us what Nalgas means?
I can. Well, if you don't know Spanish, I mean, most people probably know what it means.
Not me.
You don't know? You do know.
I do know because you
asked.
Told me.
I already told you. Miss Nalgas. Nalgas is the word for butt or buttock. And this is a performance art piece about Hispanic women mostly, right? Older Hispanic women and how, you know, they are sometimes marginalized in society. I think probably older women in general.
Yes.
You know, when men age, they become more distinguished. And when women age, there's a lot of other terms
they
to describe
crone.
Them. Yeah.
Yes.
Not very pleasant, not positive.
Right. A spinster.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think it talks a little bit about some of these stereotypes that we have in our society and celebrating Hispanic culture. And this is put on by Rosemary Meza Desplas, who's a local artist. She's had her artwork displayed here in Farmington, but around the world. New York and London, I think, and lots of places. And so she's gotten some grant funds to put this together. It's a free event at the Civic Center. It's tomorrow at 7 p.m. I am the MC. Talk about your typecasting, right?
Well, I'm glad you're not Miss Nalgas.
I'm not Miss Nalgas. That's true. And I am the MC described as an Anglo man who's trying to come off as a Hispanic man.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my
You got to work on your
character.
Broken Spanglish.
That's right. Exactly. Hola. Yeah. I'm trying. Really trying. So, but that's coming up tomorrow. I hope everyone come out. It's a free event. Civic Center, 7 o'clock. So come out and see us.
All right.
See all the group. And I'm sure there's other folks in the cast that you will recognize and know. So
nice.
But let's go back to the phones.
Okay.
Another call on the phone. Let's push the button and get our next caller on the air. Good morning. You're on KSJE this morning.
Hey, Scott, Megan, this is Roman. How you guys doing?
Hey, it's Roman.
Roman.
We are good.
My thunder. I was just about to talk about the 2022 Miss Nalgas event happening tomorrow, but you just covered it.
Well, sorry about that, Roman, but you're planning to go, I think.
I will be there tomorrow to witness the event. The rumor is that one of the MCs is going to grow a giant mustache between now and tomorrow.
So yeah, that's probably going to happen.
See that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I have some other thing I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
That is voting. I'm glad people turned out to vote. I'm glad it doesn't matter who your candidates are, as long as you show up to actually participate in the voting process. But my favorite thing is the days after the election has occurred, because all of the pop-ups on my YouTube, all of the commercials on my TV for these candidates have disappeared, which I get overkill on. And I think there needs to be some kind of situation where you can tell advertisers that you've already cast your ballot, even if it's like early, even if you early voted like I did. That way they don't send you the ads for those that remaining time period leading up to the election, since you've already cast your ballot. I need that, because once I've already voted, it kills me to watch these ads over and over and every second of the day.
Understood. And I'm sure you have much regret from a 30-second ad about the way you voted, probably, right? You've been convinced
yes.
to change your vote?
Of
no.
course.
No, probably not. Never happens. But that's an interesting concept. I know, and it opens up a whole slew, I think, of other issues, you know, like free speech and, you know, all this type of stuff. And it is interesting. And I know a lot of people that feel the same way you do. We just get overwhelmed with these messages during the political campaign season. And if you've already made up your mind, you just, you know, it's hard to tune them out because they're just everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I need my car commercials and my clothes commercials and my food commercials back.
Yeah. I'll just point out that KSJE is a non-commercial radio station and we don't run political ads. So I'll put it that way. How's that? Next year.
That's why I listen to you guys.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow at the event, and we'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Roman, for calling in.
Bye, guys.
Always appreciate
see
it.
See you, Roman.
There he is. All right. Off to shake his nalgas.
He is a... Off to shake his... Oh, God.
You're welcome.
That's an image.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. You were going to say something more complimentary
I was going to say he is a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show.
He is tried and true.
You know, we've said he's got the reminder on his calendar that tells him every other week when we're doing the show, so he always calls in.
Yes.
And, you know, and we appreciate that. We encourage more folks to do that. That's what the show's all about, is just to get people on the show, calling in, talking about what they find interesting during the week or so leading up to the show. So this week it was political ads.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It is nice to be freed from those.
Right.
Well, and sometimes, for me, it's the incessant text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get those?
I don't get those. I don't think they have my number yet, thank goodness.
I think it was because I'm now registered independent, but at one point I was registered to a party, mm-hmm. and I think that's where they get the numbers. So, you know, a lot of it was like, oh, I was going to vote for you, but you keep blowing up my phone.
Right. That's annoying.
Cut it out.
Exactly. Now the thing is the political signs, right? I think there's a law that they have to, that the campaigns need to take down their signs within X amount of days after the election. So we hope that they will do that. I think most do, because I think people do get a little upset about that.
But right.
That's also the other thing that happens, you know, during the season, as you get political signs on every corner, it seems, of the neighborhood.
Yes.
So there's that as well. But there you go. More politics. What do you think about Roman's idea of having some kind of opt out and some way to filter out those political ads once you've cast your vote?
I think so.
We could put a man on the moon. Somebody could figure that out, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure they can figure it out. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know if that... I mean, again, it's big money. I mean, as a media person and a media teacher here at San Juan College, it's big dollars for the radio and TV stations and newspapers and other and social and online. I mean, campaigns spend a lot of money on those ads.
Right. Right.
And if you're decreasing the audience, that then would decrease the amount of money that they would want to pay for those eyeballs to look at their ads.
Right.
So, but maybe.
But maybe.
Maybe. But like I said, I think, you know, it's free, kind of free speech issues, right? You don't want to necessarily get into that business of impugning free speech.
Impugning free speech.
Yeah.
Look at you. Are you running for the Supreme Court?
I'm not.
You can't run for it anyway.
No. Why not? Wait.
Because they're appointed.
Oh, yeah, they're appointed. That's true. Can't do that.
Here's something.
All right.
I don't remember where Chuck Grassley's from. Do you know what state he's from?
No, but I'm going to find out in one moment. I'll let you know.
He was reelected, and he's 89 years old, which means he's reelected for 6 years at 89.
Yeah.
Do you not see the problem with this?
Well, you know, he's old, if that's your...
Well, I just, I'm not ageist, but I do think there's a certain age where maybe you're not as fit to govern.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen in those 6 years?
Mr. Grassley, by the way, is a senator from Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, you know, the president's no spring chicken either.
No, he is not.
You know, I think, there's that.
So you know how there's age limits for when you can run? I think it's like 35.
For president.
Yeah,
yeah,
for president, and like a little bit lower for Senate or something.
I think representative.
Maybe. Representative.
Yeah, could be.
So why don't we should have age limits, you know? So it should be like within a certain range.
Right.
Is my opinion.
Yeah. I would think the voters could decide, though. Isn't that the whole idea? If you're so...
Well, then the voters should be able to decide if young people should be
younger people. Now, that's an interesting concept. Yeah. I probably would support that more than maybe a limit,
right,
on an older person. Because I think there's some older people that are with it, you know? I don't know about Mr. Grassley. I haven't heard him speak or whatever, or, you know, but yeah, I would think that the voters would decide on some of these issues. But you're right. I think they could definitely maybe think about lowering the rate. I you know, probably when that was part of the original Constitution, you know, and probably the voting age was 21.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
And women couldn't vote and African Americans couldn't vote. Yeah. I mean, that was a whole other situation back then, so maybe that does deserve some
revisiting.
Yeah. I'd be in favor of that.
Yeah.
I don't know about an upper limit. I think obviously as we age, we lose some of our acuity, mental acuity and other things. But hopefully the voters can determine that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But good point.
Yes.
A good point. And yeah, he's, you know, he's up there.
Yeah, he is.
We have a lot of, I think there's a lot of elderly, representatives and senators.
Pelosi's up there.
And, right. She's 82.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the president's going to be 80, I think, at his next birthday.
Yes.
And former President Trump was no spring chicken either. He's in upper 70s, maybe.
Upper 70s,
I believe. So anyway, but yeah. Interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
That's something to think about.
Something to think about.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You could run for president at 16.
Yeah, that's right.
you get your driver's permit and run for office. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Some 16-year-olds bring me a lot of hope for the future.
You know, that's true. There some are some really, you know, and they're got a lot of energy and they have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
And we've seen, I think, in some places, not 16, but maybe mayors elected at 18.
Yeah.
You know, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
Some of these younger people that want to get into politics and off they go.
Yeah.
More power to them.
Yep.
So there you are. Very good. This is a That's Interesting show here on KSJE. We invite you to call in as well and tell us what's interesting in your world. 505-566-3909 is the phone number. Our phones are open. 505-566-3909. And we actually have more than one line. So you could actually call in when someone else is on the phone and just be on hold and we'll get you on the air just as soon as we can. But that is the whole purpose of the show, is to call in and tell us what's going on, what's interesting in your world. We've been talking about some of the entertainment options that are going on. You know, it's fun to see after being, you know, locked down and things just not, you know, being able to go to the movies or go to theater or concerts or whatever, and things are kind of revving back up and Farmington is getting back on the list of places for people to perform in front of. So it's great.
And it is amazing. I mean, the amount of acts we bring to this small town.
Right.
And I know not everybody likes it when I call it a small town, but in reference to other places I've lived, this is a small town.
Sure.
So the fact that, and it's in the middle of nowhere. So the fact that we can bring people here,
okay,
in the middle of nowhere.
How many more insulting things are you going to say?
that's just the truth.
You're not totally wrong. You're not totally wrong.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're just part of the way wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always told friends that, you know, to come to Farmington, you kind of have to want to come to Farmington, because we're not necessarily on the way to a lot of other places, because we're not on an interstate. You know, we're not on a railroad. You know, we have an airport nearby. Unfortunately, we don't have commercial flights into Farmington anymore.
Right.
And so if you want to come here, you really have to, you know, it's not like if you're on I-40 and you just like take an exit and you're there.
Right.
You've really got to make an effort to come here.
Yes, you do. It's worth coming here.
It definitely is worth coming here. It's worth living here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But there you go. Just for the sunshine alone.
Yeah.
And the blue sky.
Seriously.
But yeah. But we do have a lot. I mean, there's a lot of folks working really hard to bring a lot of entertainment options to Farmington. I hope folks will support that, because that's how we're going to keep those things coming. You know, I think shout out to Margaret Claire here at the college that is revamping the college's schedule and performances here at San Juan College. Randy West, who's been on the show numerous times at, yes, the Civic Center. He's been talking about some of the things that he is bringing into town. We just had Sweeney Todd here, of course. The performances of that, of course, summer theater all summer long. I was a part of Annie, and I thought that was a pretty good show. I had fun. So.
Oh, that was a great show.
You enjoyed it.
I loved it. Yeah. It was great.
If only just to see me sing. I think that was
singing is a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. Wow. Rough this morning.
But it worked. It was sustained talking.
Yes.
And it totally worked.
Talk singing. Yeah.
Talk singing.
There you go. Gotcha. Exactly. I did want to put a shout out, though, because there is an act coming on Sunday that I think we can mention at the Civic Center, and that is the Vienna Boys Choir. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because they've been singing Vienna Boys Choir since, like, for 600 years.
Oh, wow.
They're like a thing, right?
Wow.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Well, Vienna, Europe's old.
Europe's is old. Yes, it is. Exactly. It is old.
Now, it's not like the boys are 600 years old. They're not. They swap out the boys. But they're world-renowned. I mean, if you've heard of Vienna Boys Choir, that's probably why, because, right, they're just world-renowned. They've been around for so long with these standards of singing and,
right,
how the boys get chosen to be in this group, and it's kind of cool.
Yes.
So we have another call.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Let's figure out
who is calling in. Just a moment. Oh, we have two calls. Now I'm excited. Hold on, caller number two. Let's put caller number one on the air. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. What's interesting in your world this week?
Well, I mean, Elon Musk is in the news a lot lately. But did you know that he used to be pretty bald?
He used to be pretty bald. I don't know if I've ever seen a picture of him being pretty bald. That's interesting.
Okay, if you look up back in the day, back in his PayPal days, he used to have a pretty bad hairline.
Oh.
He had like a 3 to 4 hair loss class pattern, and now he's got like no evidence of it in the front at all.
Wow. So I guess what the lesson there is that money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you hair?
Yeah, I mean, back when he used to party with Ghislaine Maxwell, it looked fine. But, like, he's had the significant frontal thinning with recession, kind of looking like Prince William back in the day.
Okay.
He had, like, a
moderately
recessed hairline with, you know, those fine baby hairs covering the frontal part of his scalp. But he looks good now.
There you go. Sounds kind of like male pattern baldness. Affects a lot of people. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. Megan, comments about male pattern baldness?
Well, I had no idea. This is new to me.
Interesting, right? Okay. Let's see who else is on the phone. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Scott. It's Randy West.
Randy West, we were just talking about you. Your ears must have been ringing.
They were ringing off the hook.
See there? There you are. Well, welcome to the program. Randy West, of course, the supervisor at the Farmington Civic Center. We were just talking about the Miss Nalgas USA event that's happening tomorrow at the Civic Center. And we had just started talking about the Sunday event that maybe you can provide some more details for us about.
Well, the two things, and I'm sure you covered them, but tomorrow's night's event starts at 7. And most of the things that we are booking ourselves or creating ourselves start at 7:30. So it starts a half an hour earlier than most of the stuff at the Civic Center, and it's free.
Yes, tomorrow night event is free. That's true.
However, on Sunday at 2 o'clock, we have the Vienna Boys Choir. And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about why do we all know the Vienna Boys Choir? Because it's booking really well. It's selling well.
Yeah.
And, people that are coming in have such a warmth about wanting to see it. And I think, I'm not positive, but I think the Wonderful World of Disney back in the day did a program or a couple of programs that were based around the Vienna's Boys Choir. And I think that's kind of how it got into the popular consciousness of everybody kind of living around the United States. That and the fact that they've been around for, you know, more than a century, and they are an example, one of the best examples of a boys choir. And a boys choir is pre-changed singing. That it's written SSA, which is soprano, second soprano, alto. And so they sing in what would normally be considered a female range, and because of their age, it's a very pure. They really haven't developed vibrato yet, so it's not a sound that's going woo 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 woo. It's a sound that's just a very rounded, very pretty, almost straight tone, and that's why they blend so exceptionally.
Right. They have a certain, I mean, they have a certain standard, I guess, right, Randy? When you're selected to be part of that Vienna Boys Choir, I mean, it's a pretty competitive gig, I would think.
It is, and it's an honor.
Yeah.
I mean, the choir that's coming here is about 24 voices, and they're on a U.S. tour. And, you know, how exciting to come from Vienna to the United States and do I think they're out for a month or 6 weeks here. And then they go home and hang out with parents and do the holidays, I guess. But so this is toward the end of this tour. But I'll tell you, everything I've ever heard of them, in terms of actually listening to their music, it almost transports you to a different plane because it's got such a wonderful, rounded, perfectly blended sound to it. So they came to me because they're coming out of Texas and they're going to I think California, and then that ends the tour. And they were really looking for something that was in between those two destinations. And they kept calling and saying, we hear wonderful things about your theater. We really want to play there. And I said, well, let me check and see if we can squeeze you in. And we could. So it's Sunday at 2. You can get tickets by going to FMTN/shows.
Or right.
Call our box office at 505-599-1148.
Okay. All right. And let me just, I think fmtn.org/shows is the website, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And how exciting that they called you. And I think we mentioned earlier in the show, Megan said this, not me, but Megan said that we're in the middle of nowhere. And I just want to point out that sometimes in the middle of nowhere works out, like when you're between Texas and California and the Vienna Boys Choir is passing through your town and now you have a concert.
Yeah, that you know, I've been doing this long enough that I know a lot of people that book shows, and they call me directly and they say, Randy, I've got something you should take a look at. And then I do. And it probably saves us at least 40% on the booking. So
if they're on the way to someplace else, right? You can get them.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's a routed thing. Where,
sure.
I mean, somebody says, can't you get such and such? Well, we probably can.
Okay.
I'm not sure at 1,200 seats we can afford such and such.
Right, so, right. But I bet you're going to try if you can do it. So
I do. I also want to just mention that in December we have coming back for the third time the Christmas Carol touring production that we've done the last couple of Decembers. They've been really popular. That they sold at about 400 the first time we had them here. And they sold at about nine-ish hundred last year. Everybody loves it. It's got magic. It's a great introduction for young people to the theater. And they will be here December 23rd at 7:30. So if you want to really kind of right before Christmas Eve have a big Christmas event for you and your family, we have the National Touring Company of Christmas Carol on December 23rd.
Very, very good. And it's great for folks who maybe have family coming in for the holidays, too, to bring them out for a night on the town and see what Farmington can offer. So
absolutely. See Christmas Carol, drive around, look at the Christmas lights.
There you are. Very true. Excellent.
And I just want to say that I know you, you're good friends with my dear wife, Margaret, as well. But she and I spent yesterday judging the thespian contest at the college. And we're just filled with the high school thespian troops from all the high schools in New Mexico.
Right.
And what a thrill it is to see the energy and the support. And, you know, there was nothing but encouraging all the other people from the actual high school kids. And it was just one of those things that loads that, you know, fills your battery when you see all these wonderful high school kids who are just, you know, their thing is theater, just like many high school kids, their thing is sports. And it's great to see that it's still going on and there's such a great energy out there.
Very true. I saw them yesterday here on campus at San Juan College, and this is a statewide theater competition that's happening here. And so it's great to see them all coming and great that Farmington and San Juan College can host an event like that. So I'm glad that they tapped you and your lovely wife, Margaret, to judge.
Well, they tapped a lot of other people too.
We
just had a particular joy because of what we do, which is run theaters, to see that there's such a great group of young people coming up that love theater too.
Wonderful. Well, very good. Well, thank you for sharing that as well, Randy. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
Okay, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Randy West from the Farmington Civic Center, of course, here with us on KSGE.
Yeah, I might have to go to that.
Which one?
I know.
Vienna Boys Choir?
Yeah.
You're in for that? Maybe Christmas Carol?
Maybe. Well, Christmas Carol is a delightful holiday tradition.
Mm-hmm. God bless us, everyone.
It's such a touching story.
Right.
And for the ages. I mean, Charles Dickens, that was the 1800s.
I know. Exactly. Best of times, worst of times.
That's the other one.
I know.
Still. What is that, The Tale of Two Cities?
Yeah. But I think all of his stories kind of have that theme.
They do.
It's a little dreary Victorian, you know. But there you are. But I think to Randy's point too is that, you know, and I don't mean to keep bugging you about the middle of nowhere comment, but if you look at a map and see, you know, Albuquerque, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, Denver, what's in the middle of that X that
it's
you
so
draw?
True.
It's Farmington,
it's
and
so
I think
true.
we sometimes can get some pretty major acts through here because they are traveling from one place to another, or Dallas to California, as Randy was saying. It sometimes works in our favor. And you know, if the Civic Center can save some money on booking, and we can buy a ticket for $20,
isn't
whereas it would be like $50 in Phoenix or something.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
I went to the Symphony
on Saturday.
You were at the Symphony, that's right.
And same thing, where the cost of it was so low, like, compared to, you know, if you go in Philadelphia, and the Symphony in Philadelphia was like $150, I remember. It was always cost prohibitive for me to go.
For one show, one concert.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I mean, San Juan Symphony is of, I think, you know, it's not regarded on equal stature, but I think it is. Like, I think it's professional.
Right.
You know?
Very much so.
So
I would agree. And I don't say that because I'm on the board. I agree because I think it's a great community organization that shares between Durango and Farmington. We have a lot of local musicians that perform with the symphony. This concert that you were at, we had community choirs that were singing with the symphony, about 140 people on that stage that were all singing from Durango and Fort Lewis College and Farmington all together. And it really made for a great show. And we almost, I think, sold out the Henderson Fine Arts Center. We had almost a full house at the concert you were at. So nice to see the support of the arts. So,
yes.
There you go. Well, everyone, I think we're almost out of time for this week's show. We've kind of gone a little over, but that's okay. We don't mind it when we have phone calls.
That's right.
See, that's what happens.
That's right.
But there you are. So we thank you all for calling in this morning and joining us. It's the That's Interesting program. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks, but I'm thinking we might run into Thanksgiving. So we're trying to talk about whether we're going to do a show Thanksgiving week on Black Friday.
Yes.
You might have to stop shopping for a moment to
I don't shop
in
on Black Friday.
And join me. Oh, gotcha.
It's too crazy.
I understand. What's coming up tomorrow? The big
Radio
show.
Free Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And so that's every Saturday morning, 9 to 11.
Yes.
And it's a good time, and it's a eclectic music mix. You don't know what you're going to hear. It's always...
Right.
I find it very interesting because...
It's from the mind of Megan Cullup.
Yeah.
So that tells you all you need to know.
It's quirky.
Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow... It's quirky.
It's always quirky.
Extra quirky.
I don't know because I can't remember the theme.
Okay. There you go. Okay. It's still being developed in your mind before tomorrow's show.
Yes.
So that's okay. All right. Fair enough. That's cool. We'll give you that. We're going to tune in and find out.
That's right. Surprise.
It's a surprise. So there you go. Next week, of course, we're back with our Solutions from the Street program. That's when we talk about a problem in the area, in the community, and find a local kind of community-based solution. And we present that to you every other Friday at the same time, 8 to 9. So we're looking forward to that show next week.
That's right. That's going to be a good one.
It will be a good one. So we're looking forward to it. All right, everybody. But until then, we are going to call it a day this week. So we appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening and watching. And, of course, we encourage you to share this program with your social media networks. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. It's on Twitter, for whatever Twitter is these days. And you can share it. And we'll see you again next week right here on KSJE. Have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 12, eliminate distractions. Studying without distractions is crucial. If you're studying alone, try to find a quiet space or put headphones on to block out noise from your surroundings. If you're in an area trying to study and it's just not working out, relocate. It might be frustrating to have to pick up and move, but it'll be worth it once you're in a good environment. Consider putting your phone on silent or vibrate. You can always respond to your messages after your study session. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.